You'll turn to the book of Romans in chapter 12. We'll be looking this morning at verse 2. Let's pray and ask for the Lord to guide us as we think about His Word. Father, we have just sung that You would come and speak to us, that You would teach us Your truth, that You would lead us by Your Word, that You would show us not only what we are to believe, but what we are to do. We pray that You would help us to think seriously about what is here in Your Word, that we might truly enjoy all of the goodness that You have for Your people. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. There's a number of television shows that are built around the idea of renovating an old house. Some of you don't need a television show to know about that. But I think about this old house that started with Bob Vila on PBS. And then he went on and developed another show that was called Bob Vila's Home Again. Both of these shows, they took an old house and they restored it to make it more modern, more livable. Tim Allen's Home Improvement was a comic parody of Bob Vila. Flip This House on A&E is about buying a house that's at a good price. No one is living there, and then buying it, fixing it up, reselling it immediately for a profit. I like to watch that show because they do so many homes right here in Charleston and in the Greenville area. But you watch it and you get to see how bad the house was and what they did to transform it, and then you see how much they made. The show always ends by telling you what they invested and then what they were able to sell it for. Nobody lives there, but you go in, you buy it, and then you flip it, make some money. And then there's Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. It's not about plastic surgery. It's about renovating a house. It's a reality show about a family that has faced some kind of trouble in life. And local contractors are asked to come in and to renovate their home. And not just to fix up a few things that are broken, but to do an extreme makeover. Interior, exterior, design, landscaping, furniture, and it's all done through donations. And the family is sent away on vacation for 7 days. So while they're gone, someone is working on their home to completely renovate it and to transform it. At the end of the show, they come back, and there's a cheering crowd of people out in front of the house to welcome them. And I think they've got a bus or something in the and they move it, and then they get to see their house as it's finished, and people are cheering. They go in and see all the work that has been done. All the old stuff is gone. Everything is brand new. Everything works just right. It's a total transformation, a brand new place for them to live. Romans 12, verse 2, is God's plan for an extreme makeover of your life. Total transformation. A complete renovation of who you are. We've spent a couple of weeks looking at verse 1. We look at verse 2. But beginning at verse 1, Romans 12, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. First of all, why is this needed? Why do you and I need an extreme makeover? Well, Paul's already told us here in the book of Romans. We've kind of jumped into the middle of this study with chapter 12. But that's what he's been talking about in Romans. And that's the point of the word therefore in verse 1. That's why the therefore is there for. To send you back to think about what Paul has already written in the letter. The problem with this old house is a big problem. There is a problem with this house. There's a problem with us. When this old house was first built, it was pretty good. Genesis 1, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was not just good, very good. Everything else is good, but at the point where Genesis tells us about the creation of men and women, it is very good. But then the first owner did something to ruin this house. Adam. And Paul talks about that, Romans chapter 5. And beginning at verse 12, we won't read all of that, but he's making an argument and he's going back and thinking about what Adam did to do some damage to this old house, to us as people. Verse 12, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. Verse 16, the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. Verse 17, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man. Verse 18, one trespass led to condemnation for all men. One man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Adam did something that got us all into trouble. What Adam did ruined it for the rest of us. But then we followed his lead. We do things that continue to damage this house. We don't do things that we should be doing in order to make good use of this old house. We sin. And then others come along and they do damage to our house. It's not just us, the people who are living here, but other people come along and do damage to us. An abusive or absent parent. An abusive spouse. A broken home. A wayward child. A rebellious son or daughter. A hostile work environment. Something happens. Somebody is out to get us. Other people come, and through their sin, they do damage to us. And so it's Adam's sin, our sin, others who sin against us. We've got problems. We've all got problems. Paul gives us a summary of those problems in Romans 3. I want to read it. Couple of passages here from Romans chapter 3, but he emphasizes right at the beginning of the book, this is his point in the first three chapters, is to show that we've all got problems. There's damage that has been done to all of us. Romans 3, verse 10, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. The problem with this old house is a serious problem. Every part has been damaged. Romans 3, beginning at verse 13. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Theologically, we call this total depravity. Every room of the old house has been damaged. There's something wrong. It's a serious problem. Every part of us as people has been damaged. It's not just a heart problem. It's not just that we need to get our souls saved so that we can go to heaven. It's not just that we need to change our way of thinking and begin to think God's thoughts after Him. Every part has been damaged. Mind, heart, soul, will, emotions, body, every body part has been affected so that it becomes an instrument or a tool for sin. Deep damage has been done to this old house. You know, often the real damage to a house is not what you can't see it. House might have great curb appeal. But deep down, the foundation or the structure is unsound. It's going to take a lot more than a little bit of putty and some duct tape and a fresh coat of paint. Don't tell anybody. One of my neighbors went to sell their house, and they had some rotten wood around the window. And so they filled it in with putty and put some paint over it. It looks brand new. Now you promise not to tell anybody. Sometimes you can improve your situation in life by using a little self-help or pop psychology. I mean, you can find that it's useful to some extent for the short term. A little positive thinking, a little more effort of the will, a commitment to do better, even perhaps changing jobs or moving somewhere else. But eventually, the rot is going to begin to show itself and the wood is going to begin to crumble. Things will begin to come apart in your life. And so you and I need more than minor repairs. We need an extreme makeover. Things are so bad, in fact, that this old house has been condemned. It's not fit to live in. It's not safe to live in. We are under God's wrath and curse as sinners apart from God. Romans 3, verse 19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. All the world under the wrath and curse of God, the condemnation of God. We've got a problem, and it's a serious problem. Now, what needs to be done? Well, obviously, there needs to be a change in ownership. We've kind of made a mess of things. And so we need to go back to the builder and give this old house back to him for him to renovate and to transform it. And he has a plan for doing that. Again, Romans 3. Verse 21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation, a sacrifice of atonement by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you become His. It's by faith that you receive this gift of grace, this redemption being bought back by God so that you become His possession. And now that we are His, we need to throw the doors open and invite Him to come and to do this work of transformation, of renovation. And that's what Paul has started to talk about in chapter 12 and verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. His point is, you belong to God. He owns you. You are His now. But you need some work done on this old house. And so throw the doors open and invite Him to come. Present yourselves to Him. Give yourselves to Him so that He can do that work. Now, how's this going to be done? Well, evidently there was a spin-off show. There's always a spin-off show to see how it works. I don't think this show worked very well. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. People would watch that show and say, I wish I could go on vacation for 7 days. And somebody come in and do an extreme makeover on my house and everything would be just right when I came by. And so they came up with a show, very ingeniously titled, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. How'd they do that? And that's what everybody wants to know. They would provide footage on what actually took place in order to do the house, how they did the work. And that's what we want to know. How do you do that? Show me. Show me what needs to be done. Walk me through it so that I can understand what needs to be done so that I can experience a transformation in my life. Now, how do you do that? Well, the short answer is simply, you pull out everything that is bad and you put in all brand new stuff. I mean, that's what it's going to take for an extreme makeover. You pull out everything that is bad and that is old and you put in brand new stuff. And that's what Romans 12:2 is going to be about, and that's what we'll be looking at in the weeks to come. But just to give you a quick overview, we're going to need to pull out everything that is bad. Do not be conformed to this world. We're not to be like the other houses that are on the block. Do not be conformed to this world. This is the message of the Bible from beginning to end. Look back at Leviticus. Yes, Leviticus chapter 18. And this was God's instruction to His covenant people as they were leaving slavery and they were going into the promised land. Leviticus 18, verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you lived. And you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. Jesus says the same thing. Matthew chapter 6. As He comes to teach us what we now call the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 7. When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them. Don't be like the other people. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. I mean, this is the same counsel that you get in Psalm 1, isn't it? Not to be like the world around you. It starts with a necessary negative. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor sit, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Do not be like them. some bad and there's some useless stuff that has got to be pulled out of the old house so that you can make room for the new stuff. And sometimes we call this baggage. This is changing the metaphor from the old house to baggage. Sometimes we call this baggage. There's stuff that we bring with us into the Christian life that has got us all messed up. It might be a book that we read. It might be a church or a ministry that we sat under for some time and it wasn't based on the Word of God. It might be advice that we get from various people. Unsaved parents. College professors, people that we work with. Sometimes it's bad advice that we get from good people that we respect. Sometimes it's our own bad conclusions. You know, it's what we feel should be done in any given situation rather than looking for what does God say in His Word. Like an old house with lead paint or mold in the walls, contaminated water, radon gas, asbestos, termites. There can be harmful and destructive influences at work in your life. And it needs to come out. And so, we'll be talking about how to do what Paul says here. Do not be conformed to this world. Pull out what's bad, but then you got to put in all brand new stuff. And that's when it gets exciting. I mean, you can smell the new stuff as it comes in. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. New floors, new bathroom fixtures, new appliances, lighting, marble countertops for the kitchen. All new stuff. Instead of bad advice and wrong counsel, there's a daily quiet time. There's God's Word. You're meditating on God's Word day and night. The filling of the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you. The fellowship of God's people where you find strength, prayer, enjoying a daily conversation with God. That's all new stuff that comes in and replaces where the bad stuff was. Unlike the television show Extreme Makeover, you can't do this in 7 days. Or it's not like Flip This House. I think they've got a time frame of like 60 days or 90 days. You buy a house, you do the renovations, nobody's living there. You can get it done really quick and then you flip it and make a profit. This is a project that is going to take a lifetime. 25 years ago, Libby and I moved into our house and burned down. 1,300 square feet. It was built in 1944. Originally designed to be temporary housing for returning soldiers from World War II. They weren't supposed to last that long. Libby and I were only the third owners of this house during the first 40 years. It's 65 years old now. It's a great place to live, and it was really great when I owned the West Ashley Bible Bookstore because I could walk to work every day. Very convenient. But as I walked to work, I began to notice right away in front of people's houses, there would very often be a little pile of rotten wood. And I thought, this is weird. I haven't seen this before where I've lived before. Every so often, you just find a little pile of rotten wood sitting out there. John knows what I'm talking about. I think you all know what took me a long time to figure out. There's always something to do with an old house. It's just always in the process of going bad. And so you've always got to be going in there and pulling out what's bad and putting in new stuff. You finish one project and there's another one waiting. The frustrating thing about owning an old house is you try to get everything done so it looks exactly right. I guess you have to do that when you sell it, right? But when you're living there, it's just an ongoing project. That's what the Christian life is like and will always be like. There will always be something for you to work on. Again, it's the pattern that we see in Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Get rid of what's bad. But the new stuff, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That's the positive part of putting in what is new and doing that daily. And that's the pattern that we see here in Romans 12. In the weeks to come, we'll be talking about what Paul says here. Be transformed. Extreme makeover. And how to do that. Finally, the goal. What's the objective here? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. On one hand, it's do not be conformed to this world. On the other hand, the goal that we should have is that we be transformed so that we experience the will of God. Not the world, but the will of God. To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. To live in His will and to find in that place a brand new home. A brand new place for us to live where everything works right. Living in the will of God. To know that life is good. That what we do actually brings a smile to God's face. It is pleasing to Him. And that day by day, we become more and more mature. Just a brief look at the rest of Revelation 12. What is that going to look like? Well, verse 3, you get to know yourself. You come to have an accurate view of who you are. By the grace given to me, I say to every one of you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. We come to know ourselves. We come to know our place, verses 4 and 5. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. We come to know our part in this place. Verse 6, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. We come to really know other people and how to be a blessing in their lives, verses 9 and following. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. That is the expanded picture of the goal of the extreme makeover of this old house. That's the picture of how everything is working right, the way that we think about ourselves, the way that we think about our place in the body of Christ, and our the use of our gifts, and how we look at other people and seek to minister to them. That's a house where everything is working just right. Do you know of an old house that needs an extreme makeover? This week, give some concentrated thought to this project. I think it's called a walkthrough. Walk through the house, legal pad, make a list. I'm not talking about your house at home. I'm talking about your life. Make a list. What is not working right? What is old? What is bad? What is messed up? What would I like to see out of here? Make a list. You know, what is the something new? A new attitude, a new character quality, some kind of a new power that I would like to experience. Good. Look at the Bible. Read through Philippians, Colossians, the rest of Romans 12. And make a list. Is there something that's missing in this old house that needs to be moved in? Begin to identify areas of your life that need work. Make a list. Don't just vaguely think about this on your way to lunch. Piece of paper, this week, make a list, be specific. And as you do that, pray and ask God to show you His vision for your extreme makeover. Let's pray. Father, as we have read this morning, we are all sinners. There's not a single person here who has a perfect house. And we know too well that often the ones that look so nice are the ones that are so messed up. Help us to be honest as we evaluate ourselves, as we examine ourselves. We pray that by your Spirit you would point out what it is that needs work. We pray that you would preserve us from becoming despondent by just looking at the bad stuff that needs to come out. But by faith, enable us to see what you would have us to be, restoring us to that original glory that you created us to have. Help us to have a balanced view as we think about what needs to be changed and what new quality you would like to work within us. By your Holy Spirit, you would grant us the grace and the energy that we need to do the work. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.